producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Longevity Distributor, or call 877-878-4203, or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Yet another debate in New Hampshire this time, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. It seems like we just were talking about Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders because that was a town hall, a tad different than the two of them debating each other. And there was a kind of an outcry in the Democratic Party to see this, to have more Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, especially now that Martin O'Malley is no longer a part of this deal. Joining us at the top of the show, we're expecting to talk with Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, as he's been playing along with the rest of us and watching what's happening in these debates. And Bob, again, is in our virtual green room actually right now. Bob, tonight, who do you think came out swinging the hardest? Was it Sanders, which seems odd to even say that, or Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think as far as who swung the hardest, it would be Hillary Clinton, but in a different way. She would refer to statements that Bernie Sanders made, Kate, and she would say, you know, it's an attack. Then she would, and he'd be talking about, you know, something on her record and changing her opinions. And then when she would refer to Sanders, she would basically attack him for something he did. But she was sort of, I mean, I'm watching this in fascination. She was sort of like making him into the category of the right-wing Republicans, like he's ganging up on her. And, you know, she's used to this type of thing, but yet it was unfair. And I thought she was very aggressive with him, her tone, more of her tone than her body movement.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, of course, this is his territory. Is there any way she wins this?
No, she's not going to win New Hampshire. He's going to win New Hampshire. I mean, the mayor of Boston's coming in with an army of people for her. She has Howard Dean, et cetera, and some endorsements. But I think he wins because he has such a populist movement. He's from, you know, Vermont. I think that he won this debate in another way tonight. I think that, you know, he got before just the two of them before a national audience. So it went beyond New Hampshire. I think Bernie Sanders, you know, got some exposure in a huge way in front of the rest of the country, and especially if it comes to the people that's undecided. I have to tell you, though, after, I mean, I have watched this entire campaign, as you have, from top to bottom. What a difference in this debate than the Republicans.
Boy, no kidding.
This was a relief for me to watch this. Really, I have to say, I'm a former Republican member of Congress. I've got to tell you, though, this was so much more, in their worst moment here, or their most aggressive moment, it was so much more on this is what I think and some of the contrasts and agreements.
Yeah, and do you think a lot of that is because, you know, one of the things that Bernie Sanders says all the time is that I'm not going to have that. I didn't jump into this in politics to do that. I wasn't going to attack the person. It was going to be about the issues as much as it could be. Do you think part of that goes to him?
Well, yes, I served 11 years with Bernie Sanders. I know his personality well. You know, I saw Bernie in public and private meetings. He's the same guy, no difference. Now, you know, if I was on the stage tonight, and many people in politics, it would have been a pointed way. And look, you know, for Hillary Clinton, if he says something about her speaking fees, he's, quote, attacking her. But she can say something about him voting for the Brady Bill, and, you know, and that's not an attack. So, but because she's sensitive on the speaking fees. But Bernie could have done it in a way that would have been, you know, Mrs. Clinton, look at this audience and tell us what on earth could you have said that's worth $600,000, making more money than most of these people make in their lifetimes. Why? Why did you do that? I mean, he could have done it that way. He didn't, you know. A regular candidate, frankly, probably would have. But the thing I found fascinating tonight, though, this was, you know, it wasn't from Bernie Sanders, but they had that question from a newspaper or something or somebody, and it said, will you release the transcripts of what you said during these private meetings? Because she takes transcripts of everything. I found that fascinating. If the media doesn't let that go, that is going to dog her week after week until she releases what she said in those Goldman Sachs meetings.
Yeah. If you're the part of the Clinton crew, how worried are you about Bernie Sanders?
Well, you know, I watched the national pundits just 2 days ago say he is a two-state wonder, and this is it for Bernie Sanders. I don't believe that. I don't think Hillary Clinton's finished, but I don't think he's a two-state wonder. Yes, she's going to win South Carolina, but if he dents her at all, you know, and he picked up the former president of the NAACP today, so there's a lot of room yet in this campaign back and forth. But if I were Hillary Clinton's campaign staff, I would be very, very cautious of this, you know, in tar ball of wax. This is far from over, and you're down to two people. And the other thing is this. Bernie Sanders, beyond running for, you know, the office of the president, he is running a cause. He's causal. I mean, you and I right now can talk about, you know, the 1%. When we think of Bernie, we can talk about, you know, people not getting a fair shake. We can talk about you can't change anything in this country until you change campaign finance reform. And his mantra is in my brain right now. I'm probably going to wake up thinking about it. He's a causal type of person, and he's going to continue with that, whether he's, you know, winning or losing. So if I were the Clintons people, I don't think this is the normal, okay, you know, Chris Christie does bad in New Hampshire, he drops out, you know, or Jeb Bush. I think this is a whole different ballgame now on the Democratic side.
Yeah, boy, it's interesting to watch, that's for sure. Do you think pretty much when we say it's interesting to watch, it's that way with the Republicans, too, after what happened in Iowa?
Well, the Republicans, this could really just disintegrate into I don't know what, because, you know, you've got Trump now throwing out, and I know he says things, and then we all move on media, but, you know, this whole thing of, you know, he's going to sue in Iowa and the fact that, you know, Ted Cruz was fraudulent. And I think they're going to have so much more of this. I mean, if we thought it was something Bernie questioning Hillary or Hillary questioning Bernie Sanders, Republican side, it's just going to be, I think, from here on out, machetes out. I mean machetes. And when you get down to four people, which you'll probably get down to, you know, Trump, Rubio, Cruz, Kasich, let's say, I just think it's going to be bitter. Very bitter.
Yeah, it sure feels that way. It really, really feels that that's what's going to happen.
Tonight was kind of really, even though it got a little testy, it was refreshing. The one thing I did notice, though, I don't know, maybe it was just me, but Hillary Clinton seemed to get her dander up a bit. You know, I wouldn't say Bernie got under her skin, but you could see she was fairly animated over it, all right? Animated. And I just kind of thought to myself, wow, you know, if it's Hillary versus a Republican for the general, they're going to give both barrels to her. And it's just going to be very interesting to see how they all react to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Bob Nay, thanks for hanging. Yeah, it is. Was an interesting debate, no question about it. Mm-hmm. Bob, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. Bob
so
Nay, former congressman from Ohio, the great state. And as he said, it was interesting. We're going to talk about some of those issues, dive deeper into that, coming up on the flip side.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Across this great nation and beyond our borders. I say this all the time. One of my favorite things to do, believe it or not, and I know some of you catch movies too, when there's a good movie is to go and see it on the big screen. When it's not a good movie and you can just stay home and screen it for a couple of bucks if you're hanging out and you, that's what you feel, I call it mindless entertainment, unless it's just something superior. And there have been those superior, no doubt, there have been those superior films. And I think this year, this past year in particular, there were some really good ones. Now, if you're a funny bone kind of person and you like it over the top, the Coen brothers can sometimes offer up some pretty interesting fare. Their latest involves a slew of different movie stars, and you've probably seen the ads, because I'm telling you, everywhere you look, you are seeing these. If you watch 5 minutes of television, you've seen a little bit, a little snippet of this movie. If not, you are going to be highly entertained by this quick little clip that we have for you. Hail Caesar. Roll it, Michael.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
How long
since your last confession, my son? 27 hours. It's really too often. You're not that bad.
Here at Capitol Pictures, as you know, millions of people look to us for information and uplift and, yes, entertainment. And we're going to give it to them. An army of technicians and actors and top-notch artistic people are working hard to bring to the screen our biggest release of the year. Hail Caesar is a prestige picture with one of the biggest stars in the world, Ben Whitlock.
A truth we could see if we had, but if we had. Wait, hey!
Hey,
cut!
Mr. Mannix.
What's up?
The director can't find Baird Whitlock.
Somebody slipped it under my door.
We have your movie star. Gather $100,000 and await instructions. Who are we? The future.
Hello, Bert.
Hello, Mr. Mannix.
Lawrence, Toby, thank you all for coming. The studio needs your help.
Baird Whitlock has been kidnapped.
This is bad. Bad for movie stars, I think.
Let's spend 24 hours.
But we're looking for him. We don't want it in the gossip columns.
This is going to cost the studio a lot of money.
And that's where you come in. I need some cash.
You must have very strong forearms. Is it hard squeezing it like that?
It's part of the job, miss.
I'd like to know what the hell is going on here.
20 million readers want the truth, Eddie.
Truth, yes.
Eddie? Don't you tell me no truth, I wanna know that you lie. Don't you tell me no truth, I wanna know that you lie.
This is a drama, Mannix, a real drama.
Mr. Mannix, I know it sounds screwy, but someone's calling from the future.
Good Lord.
Wondering what's going on?
So think 50s. And here's the deal. This movie star is busy at work trying to solve problems. Well, actually, the studio head's trying to solve the problems of the actors and the filmmakers at Capitol Pictures. There's a disgruntled director, a singing cowboy, a beautiful swimmer, a handsome dancer, blah, blah, blah. You get it. It's the Coen brothers, Ethan and Joel. And it's an interesting cast that includes George Clooney and Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum and Josh Brolin and Tilda Swinton and a whole bunch of others. It actually looks pretty funny. It's like kind of a reboot old Hollywood, how the you know, how things used to work in the old studio system. It looks, I don't know, it looks kind of fun to me. I don't think I'd go and see it on the big screen, although Rotten Tomatoes gave it 83%. It's getting pretty decent ratings. I read one film critic's review who said, you know, it's a studio problem solver, juggles studio dilemmas in the 50s Hollywood in this Joel and Ethan work. So that pretty much sums it up for you. And it's PG-13. It's 1 hour, 46 minutes, so you figure two and change by the time you get there. Grab some popcorn, and if you feel like going to see a movie and having a good laugh, this might be the movie for you then. For me, I think I would wait. I want to see it, but I think I could wait on seeing it on the small screen. All right, zombies? Oh, I like zombies. I'm all about The Walking Dead. This is called Pride and Prejudice Zombies.
It began with the Black Plague. Within weeks, the dead began to rise.
This cannot be.
Hunting for human flesh. Now, the few of us that are left have only one way to survive. We must bring the fight to them. I've been training for this my whole life.
The fairest wife of choices be right here in this room.
My daughters have trained for battles there. Not the kitchen.
A woman must have a thorough knowledge of singing, dancing, and the art of war.
I shall never relinquish my sword for a ring.
The right man, you would.
The right man wouldn't ask me to. We were born to be wild.
battle as a warrior. All you want to solve is the woman.
All right, you get it, Pride and Prejudice, ha-ha, the throw in the whole zombie thing. It's going to find its audience. Don't think it's going to be a giant hit. And finally, we end with this one. We're going to trail out of this, and it's called The Choice.
Now, pay attention, because I'm about to tell you the secret to life. You ready? The whole damn thing is about choices.
Excuse me.
Hey, you're my new neighbor, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Travis. What are you so angry about?
Your dog knocked off my dog.
I take full responsibility. I've talked to him so many times about using protection.
Dog, my dog.
I'm kidding.
Hey, big brother. Who's that?
New neighbor bombing the heck out of me.
Uh-oh.
What? A chance in
do you want him? A puppy? A puppy.
We're all good now.
What am I going to do with all you guys, huh? Thank you, Travis.
I think that's the first time you said my name. Okay.
Travis, this is Ryan McCarthy, my boyfriend.
Hi. Don't make a thing out of it.
I know you. And my big brother does not like it when things don't come easy.
I have a confession. Our friends like you better than they like me.
I was afraid that was going to happen.
You are in so much more trouble than I thought.
Why do you make it so hard for me to flirt with you?
If I'm as easy, you don't flirt anymore.
What are you doing?
Walking towards you a little slow.
Why?
Because if I ran, I'd scare you. Because you bother me.
Hi.
Hi.
You gonna tell him?
We never talked about what this was. It just happened so fast. We got caught up.
I love you.
Well, I don't love you.
Oh, gosh, you do too.
All right, remember, if you go and see it, send me a cheap movie review, americatonight.net. Thanks to Michael and Daniel, tag team in this sucker. Stay with us. It's Russell Fish on the flip side.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever heard about genomics? Oh, I hope you have. I'll tell you what, it's such a fascinating field, and I am so thrilled to welcome to the show Russell Fish. He's one of the most licensed computer architects in the world, former skydiving world record holder. How cool is that? I've never even jumped out of a plane. Russell, thanks so much for popping on.
Absolutely, love it.
So let's just go back. Let's pretend we have no idea, and I know you know all about it, but maybe some of the listeners have no idea. What is a genome?
Well, the genome is like your DNA. It's the biological computer program that tells the body how to reproduce itself. And why it's interesting now is a new technology that was discovered about 3 years ago called CRISPR. And CRISPR is a tool that very simply and very reliably allows us to edit that little biological computer program. It's just like, you know, a word processing editor. It's that simple. It's so simple that you can go online. You can actually buy a little CRISPR kit yourself. There's a company called Takara Clone Tech, Japan. For $300, they will sell you your own kitchen CRISPR. And you can make your own, you know, Frankenfish and glow-in-the-dark rabbits and stuff like that on your kitchen counter. This really is a game changer. And of course, yesterday was the IPO of Editas, which is the first of the CRISPR companies that have gone public. They went public at $16. I looked at it this morning. They were like $17.92. They raised $94.4 million. Their founders is the discoverer of one of the co-discoverers of CRISPR. They have no product, no profit, no revenue, but they raised $94 million, and they've had $210 million of venture money put into them so far, just based on the potential for changing life as we know it.
Boy, and you know, as you say, the potential to change life as we know it, I mean, that's the question. That's why somebody would care. And when you say changing life as we know it, here's the big question. And you and I talked off the air weeks ago, and it was fascinating. And this, I want everybody to pay attention. Can we cure cancer with this?
The answer is possibly. The work that is being done, Chris, there's only 3 years old. It's been around obviously for centuries, but we only discovered that we could use it to edit DNA in the last 3 years. And there's been a plethora of animal work that's been done on monkeys and rabbits and even E. coli. And the human trials have just begun. And when we talk about making rabbits that glow in the dark and stuff like that, that is very real. And when you start editing life, and that is exactly what we are doing, you must be incredibly, incredibly careful. The French took the lead on this a couple of years ago. They had a young man that they were trying to cure of a genetic malady, and they ended up inducing cancer in him, and he died. And so the researchers are being very careful. The Chinese have done some early human trials. They've done some embryo trials, which were very controversial, of course. They are actually, I think, being more careful than the French. Editas has a trial for an ocular malady that is fairly low risk. But the longer term, cancer is a genetic disease. There is no virus in the bacteria. It is a defect in the human genome. As such, it potentially could be cured with CRISPR. And what you would do is you go get your Illumina HiSeq sequencer, you take a drop of blood from or a biopsy from the cancer tumor, and you run it through the Illumina machine, and then you put that through a supercomputer, and it tells you where the mutations are, and you dial up your desktop CRISPR kit that's in your kitchen, and you create this Cas9 enzyme and the accompanying RNA, which is the marker that you're looking for. It's the pattern that you're trying to match in the mutation, and you inject it in the guy's tumor and see what happens. See if it in fact goes in and edits the mutation in the tumor. That's the kind of the short story. There's a lot of work to get to there.
Wow, edits the mutation. That really is a game changer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The early work will be it's not as earth shattering as curing cancer, but it's really important. For sickle cell anemia, for instance, is a genetic malady that affects blacks, and it's hereditary, and it's also something that would be an early target of CRISPR. Muscular dystrophy is another one. In fact, there's a group here in Dallas, UT Southwestern, that has published a paper where they cured muscular dystrophy in, I believe it was chimpanzees or something. It was, and clearly they are looking towards human trials and that. Those are hereditary maladies, and they don't mutate. They don't change over time. If you get the muscular dystrophy, you get the genes that cause muscular dystrophy, you're going to have the same gene when you're 10 as when you're 40. Whereas cancer is really challenging because it is so destructive. It is the blue screen of death to your DNA. It really rips up the DNA, and not in just two or three places, in many, many places. And so it's much more difficult to find those distortions in the DNA and fix it. And they change over time. I'm certain you've had friends that have had cancer, and they went into remission after chemotherapy and so forth, and suddenly the cancer comes roaring back, and they are dead in a month. That what is happening is the cancer mutates. It changes. And the whatever remedy they were, you know, chemotherapy or whatever, no longer applies to that particular mutation. It is different from what it was 2 or 3 months previously. So it's nasty, nasty stuff. I believe that we will be able eventually to deal with that. It definitely requires the guys at Illumina give you the tool to read the DNA. The supercomputer guys are the ones that assemble it all together and then compare it with the good DNA. So there's two technical pieces here. There's kind of the wet work and the dry work. The wet work is taking the blood and getting all these little DNA pieces. The dry work is assembling those pieces together and identifying where is the mutation.
Wow. I love the way you put that, the wet work and the dry work. So well said. I think pretty much anyone can understand what you're saying. We have a couple minutes left, and then we're going to jump to another segment. But I can't imagine, like, CRISPR's kind of a secret. I can't imagine that this just won't explode all over the place, Russell. I think people would be climbing all over themselves to get it.
Well, they are. It's really interesting. We're following what the FDA and the regulatory agencies are doing. And the U.S. is behind in this technology, even though Editas went public yesterday. The French and the Chinese are probably a year ahead of us here. There are three discoverers of the CRISPR technology, and one of them is Feng Zhang at MIT, Jennifer Doudna at Berkeley, and Emmanuel Compartier at the Pasteur Institute in France. The French got off to a really rapid start. Mr. Zhang is from China. The Chinese got off to a rapid start, although he is now at MIT at the Broad Institute. But we are playing catch up. The FDA apparently realizes that if the U.S., if they come down hard and say, hey, we're not going to allow any experimentation, is all this work is going to go overseas. So that is a regulatory challenge that they're not used to dealing with. For example, if a group figures out how to cure muscular dystrophy and the FDA says, no, we're going to put regulations on it, I'm not going to let you use it, people are going to get on an airplane and, you know, fly to Shenzhen or fly to Paris. Mm-hmm. And essentially we export the technology overseas.
Wow. All right, fascinating stuff. We're going to be back with more with Russell Fish. Don't go away.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're here with Russell Fish, of course, talking about the genome and talking about some incredible, mind-blowing information of where we're headed, what's happening, and you combine that with computers, supercomputers, and some of what we just talked about with CRISPR, and I think this is just fascinating, fascinating stuff that can change the world. There's no question about it. And Russell is, as I said at the top, one of the most licensed computer architects in the world. That's a great expertise to have, for sure. So, Russell, you know, we've been talking about the genome, we've been talking about CRISPR and cancer. What about the corporate engine? What about the corporate extremes? So let's talk about the engineering part of this a little bit more and where we're headed.
Well, if you're talking about it from a commercial standpoint, The CRISPR technology and the associated computing that goes with it redefines large parts of medicine. The company that, at least for my money, is the best placed at the moment is a company called Illumina. Trades on the NASDAQ. I think they've been public since 2000. Illumina makes equipment that, as we talked in the last segment, does the wet work. Is it takes the blood or the tumor sample or the biopsy and reads the little segments of DNA. And what Illumina did is they made it very, very cost effective to read the DNA. And as a result, I think they've got maybe 10 or 12,000 machines out across the world. They have about 70% of the world's market for this kind of work. But as a result, all of a sudden, this information is now available to researchers, and it's slowly working its way into clinical use. It's mostly in the research phase at the moment. But Illumina is actually making money. You know, we talked about a detox, you know, no profits, no revenue, and not even a product. Well, Illumina's, they're running on 70% gross margin. Let's see, the whisper number for the next quarter is $674 million. They got a $25 billion market cap. let's see, $181 million cash flow last quarter. $550 million top line for the quarter. This is a very big company that is big because they actually sell something that people want. And they intend to maintain world domination as this technology moves into the clinical world. The clinical world is your hospital, your cancer clinics, the various medical support areas. And I believe that their primary competitor is a Chinese company called Beijing Genomics, BGI. Has some sort of a relationship with the Chinese government, but very, very aggressive. They acquired an American company called Complete Genomics recently that has a technology that competes with Illumina. I believe that the real battle in this space, the network space, is going to be between Beijing Genomics and Illumina.
Wow. So we'll watch that. That's a great tip. The other part of this is what we just talked about, CRISPR, and you explained this just perfectly. You know, as you said, it's a biological search and replace tool for genomes. So what about CRISPR? What can you tell us about CRISPR?
Well, CRISPR and the Illumina Beijing Genomics thing go, you can't really have one without the other. Without the Illumina HiSeq is their product, you can't find the mutation, or you can't find the hereditary DNA that is incorrect. You have to have some way of reading it, and that's why the wet work is so important. Once you got that location in the genome identified, then CRISPR it goes in and edits it. And the way CRISPR edits it is there's a little segment of RNA that is manufactured to match the error in the DNA, but wow. You have to be able to have read that error first before you can use the CRISPR. CRISPR is as a business a little bit more challenging because the intellectual property is not well defined right now. There's an early patent that was filed. Actually, there were two patents that were filed within months of each other, and there's a battle going on between them. And there, the three inventors that I mentioned. Each of them arguably have a claim to the discovery of CRISPR. It's not clear how that will be resolved. So if you're going to invest in CRISPR companies, that's much riskier than, say, an Illumina or I don't know that Beijing Genomics is traded in the U.S. There are two other companies, CRISPR companies. All three of the discoverers have companies. Zhang is at Editas. Duna is at something called Caribou Biosciences. They just raised $15 million. CRISPR Therapeutics, Emmanuel Carpentier is there. They raised $90 million. None of those companies really have a clear intellectual property right to the CRISPR technology at this point. They're all developing trade secrets, of course, but at some point the patent office is going to say, all right, you guys have the right, or you guys are going to be joint inventors, or it's going to be something like that. But at this point, there's a certain element of risk with these CRISPR companies.
Yeah, and talking about the co-founders, the three big names that you just named, they're possible Nobel winners, aren't they, prize winners?
Right. I've been asked about that a lot. I believe, and I don't talk to the Nobel Committee, but I believe that all all three of them, the three of them will share the prize. And I should put in the comment here, I need to file a complaint with somebody because I think it's unfair that men are inadequately represented as CRISPR discoverers. I mean, we got two females and one man, and that's just unfair that the women are taking the lead on this. However, I got to say that I've read, I'm not a geneticist, I'm a computer architect, but I read the papers of all three of these individuals. This is brilliant, brilliant work. This is hard stuff. I mean, this is rocket science of the first water. I mean, really, really good stuff. And they all three did it independently, within literally months of each other. So I have great admiration for them. Even the French I have admiration for. And Zhang was born in China. I came to the U.S. at age 11 with his mom, and has obviously went to school in Iowa. Good grief! And now is, you know, a potential Nobel laureate.
Wow, that it's just fascinating stuff. And did you ever imagine, Russell, as we wrap this up, as you know, as you mentioned, you're a computer architect, that you would see this kind of technology all come together and make sense this way?
Well, as a computer architect, I really enjoy the genomics analytics because as you delve into the error correction and the hierarchical organization, and you cannot help but think, wow, whoever designed this stuff really knew what he was doing.
Yeah, boy, no kidding, huh? And now where we're headed with it, I think, is mind-blowing, because what is cancer? Cancer is the thing that's destroying families and destroying our bodies, and you said it. You shut it down in one side, and then it comes back sometimes.
Well, 1 in 4 Americans will get cancer during their lifetime. 1 in 5 will die from it. Most people don't realize that the survival rates from cancer really haven't changed much in 50 years. I mean, it's the same protocol. It's surgery, it's chemotherapy and radiation, and basically it's 50 years, and we've improved the survival rates maybe 5 or 10%. CRISPR, the Illumina stuff, the supercomputer stuff, that absolutely is a game changer.
Oh, yeah. Genomics, very fascinating. Thank you, Russell, so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right. You bet, Jake.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.